Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Great pianist Bill Charlap recorded live at Keystone Corner, one of the great jazz clubs in the country, which is right here in Baltimore's Harbor East neighborhood. The proprietor of Keystone Corner is Todd Barkin. He's a recipient of a distinguished NEA Jazz Master Award, and for decades he has been revered as one of the great jazz impresarios in the country. Todd has a saying, "If you take care of the music will take care of you." And taking care of the music and taking care of his club has been tough during this pandemic. But Keystone is back with live performances, and Todd Barkin is back here with us on Midday. Todd, good to talk to you.
Oh, bright moments, my friend. Bright moments.
Let's talk about the experience that you've had, you know, keeping things together during this pandemic. And the video components that you introduced, the upgrades to the audio and the video systems you had at the club, and what are the elements of how you operated during COVID that you think will continue once COVID really is in the rearview mirror?
Well, obviously, we had to intensify our whole activities, a lot of our activities online broadcasting. I have to get a really quick cram course and implementation of, we were thinking about doing it anyway before that, but this accelerated the whole process of learning how to put together a workstation and do live broadcasts from the Keystone Corner, Baltimore, here in Harbor East. And a hero emerged from the wings by the name of Christopher Robinson, who helped us. He works for the Archdiocese school system, but he also is a lover of the music, and he pitched in. And we had a lot of support from our partners. Robert Wiedmeyer and the RW Restaurant Group were very supportive throughout this period. We all pitched in together. And we had to develop an online broadcasting program, and which we did. Up until recently, there was a tripod right in the middle of the premium seating, which we've now been able to put the cameras up closer to the roof so that those seats could be returned. But I mean, we went into, literally and figuratively, like most of our country and like most of the world, into survival mode. And it's something I'm used to, having worked in this music for about the last 58 years, but this was the biggest challenge of my whole professional career, and for many Americans and people around the world, it was a challenging time. But it's an experience that I wouldn't replace with anything else. I mean, it really, I think it taught us, a lot of us, that there's nothing we can really take for granted in this world, that everything we have is a blessing.
And are things completely back to status pro ante? I mean, to pre-pandemic times, have you lost capacity in the restaurant in terms of where the tables and chairs are set up, in relationship to the stage? I mean, what's different now when folks go to Keystone to catch a show than prior to the pandemic?
Well, it's about 50% capacity of what it was, but fortunately, Keystone Corner is a rather capacious. It was a muscle bar and grill, and it's a rather large place. The thing is, it's somewhat limited capacity, but still very roomy, and we can fit a lot of people, even with total social distancing and everything else. We can have good sized crowds and still maintain health measures even now. And so there are somewhat limited seating capacity, but to have more than 100 people together in the room and still be maintaining standards is a wonderful thing. It seems like a tremendous blessing and, a gift from God to be able to be back like people in a baseball stadium, people in a jazz club. Because our music, as you know, Tom, is all about shared cycles of creativity, where the music comes through the musician and then is shared with the music, with the audience, the musical audience, and then they recycle it back to the performer. So it's an important, that cycle of creativity, it was short-circuited during this pandemic, and it's wonderful to have it back.
And is it economically feasible for you and the other folks running clubs like Keystone around the country with the reduced capacity? In terms of the business model, are you going to be okay moving forward?
Yes, I believe we are. I think everybody's pitching in together. I think people are much more willing to operate for somewhat lower guarantees against a percentage of the door. That's a common solution to this situation where we're economically working with each other. I mean, I'm seeing a lot more of that overall. It is a viable fiscally viable paradigm that we can go through. So we are, it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been a day at the beach, but at the same time, with the unified efforts of the whole RW group and above all, the support of the community. I have never, Tom, in my whole life received as many thank yous as we get on a daily basis just for being open. Thank you for hanging in there. Thank you for being, staying open, because this is something that now, as you know, sadly, there's no Blues Alley in Washington, D.C. So the Keystone Corner is an outpost. It's like a beacon of light in the ocean of music. It's an important jazz venue. It's an important concert hall, a sacred place for the music. And it's a unifying force in the community here. It brings together people of all persuasions, all shades, all hues, and brings people together. It's a unifying force.
Let's listen to a clip of Big Chief Donald Harrison recorded at Keystone just a few weeks back. Harrison on sax, Warren Wolf on vibes, Alex Brown on piano, Chris Fun on bass, and John Lampkin III playing drums. And Todd, this was a thing that you put together with a consortium of other clubs. There was a club in Boston, Birdland in New York, the Jazz Cafe in Philly, Keystone here in Baltimore, and Blues Alley at the time. This was done back in March. This seemed to me to be a great bit of improvisation that all of you guys did in a business that is premised in improvisation. But you got together had this multi-city festival that took place in March. Where'd that idea come from? And is that the kind of thing that might continue in the future?
Well, we very much hope so. We brought music free of charge to like 39 countries. A few hundred thousand people listened. It just was an amazing collaborative effort, and it is bearing a lot of results. We're seeing people from Delaware and New Jersey and Eastern Pennsylvania and way down in Virginia who didn't even know about the Keystone Corner before they heard that broadcast. And now they're making the peregrination to the club. They're coming in and saying, "Oh, I heard you on that broadcast." So, but it was a spontaneous thing. It was spearheaded by the guy at Chris's Jazz Cafe in Philadelphia, and the people up at Birdland in New York and Smalls in New York, Spike Wilner, and even Blues Alley was involved, even though they don't have a home right now. But they were involved, doing some programming. They do a broadcast from the Press Club there in D.C. So everybody pitched in and made this work, and it was a wonderful collaboration and kind of unprecedented. So we hope to do it again on the first day of spring in 2022 at the very latest.
Yeah, Lisa Fisher in town last week, and she was on the show a year ago when she was here at Keystone, a wonderful, wonderful artist. I wonder, is it a lot harder to find folks who are on the road now? I mean, things are very gradually getting back to, you know, to normal. But in terms of talent who are available for you to book at Keystone, are most people getting back on the road and becoming available?
Well, slowly but surely. That was Lisa Fisher's first engagement post-pandemic, quote unquote. And this will be Kenny Barron's this weekend. A wonderful trio of Kenny Barron will be here. And I've been working with Kenny Barron at the Keystone since 1972. We've worked together. Well, actually, no, 1964, because I presented him at Oberlin College with Dizzy Gillespie in 1964. So we've been working together over 50 years, and we're again reunited here at Keystone Corner in Baltimore. And this is his first engagement. And Ron Carter's coming here in August, and I think that's his first time out of town doing a live engagement. Ron will be coming in August. So, I mean, we are having a lot of first-timers come in. And a lot of the customers who are coming in, Tom, are also first-timers. Oh, I haven't been out since the pandemic started, so I'm happy to be here, you know. And I think it's a faith in the music. I've been all through this pandemic, I've been thinking about some lyrics I wrote for Russ and Roland Kirk. We co-wrote a song called Bright Moments. And during this pandemic, I keep hearing this in my mind over and over and over again. I wake up in the morning hearing it. It goes, love's a dream that I feel you can always make real when you go where your heart and your soul sing to go. Every moment will be bright as sunlight when you listen to that song inside. Let the light in your soul burn the darkness today. Let the song in your heart lift your troubles away. Can't you see that love can be a sharing of bright moments, bright moments, bright moments, bright moments, bright moments, bright moments right now? And then Rahsaan used to say, these bright moments are for all the people in the universe that don't know anything about bright moments. So check them out.
Yeah, well, Todd, I hope that there are a bunch of bright moments in your very, very near future. Todd Barkin of Keystone Corner. Thank you so much, my man, and break a leg this weekend.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you so much, Tom.
Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknell. Mallory Pinkard-Pierre is our supervising producer, Rob Sivex. Our senior producer, Jamila Kremple, is WIPR's digital content director. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Reveal is up next after news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Coming up Monday here on Midday, Dr. Lena Wen joins me for the Midday Health Watch. We leave you today with music of the Kenny Barron Trio. You can catch them this weekend in person and online at Keystone Corner in Harbor East. Enjoy.
You're listening to your NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR.